Hello.
Thank you for choosing Meek Moss Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name?
Keith Wally.
Can you verify your address and email address?
3113 Tremont Boulevard, Bargersville, Indiana, 46106. Email address is bywally@wmconnect.com.
Okay, how am I here, sir?
Well, I have a subscription to a number of collections, and one of them from back in January had a special, which I allowed to be charged to my account and to be sent, but I was charged the incorrect amount. So I'm trying to rectify that.
Do you have the account number that you're calling about?
Yep. It is per the email message where I was advertised the special. 2360501.
Okay.
Specifics when you're ready.
I have the account. Just 1 second. It's for the Star Trek Collection Special. And the one that we shipped in January was $13.56. That was the only special that was available on that account of 2361-3600-501. That's the additional things. You were skipping all the other ones. This is one you did not skip.
That's right. The problem is that the email message that told me about that particular special said that the item would cost $9.95 with free shipping and handling. That's from an email message to me from Eagle Moss dated Thursday, January 6th.
Okay, so you're calling about a price disparity.
Correct.
Okay. So I won't be able to see the email that was sent to you or sent out to you about it. So all you have to do is let me give you the email address to send that inquiry about so they can see what they're going to do about the additional $2 or $3.
Who is they?
Our corporate office.
They shouldn't be making mistakes like that. I mean, this isn't that complicated.
Yes, sir. I won't be able to make any adjustment or changes on my end. You would have to send an email regarding that total in that email that was sent to you.
Seems to be more trouble than I should have to go to when the mistake is on Eagle Moss's end. I mean, look, they sent it. They should have a record of it. I can forward it to them, but, you know, they're the ones who sent it in the first place. They probably have a record of this.
Yes, sir. You can
probably
forward.
Probably not the only one who got that message. I mean, presumably everybody who has a subscription to that collection had the same offer as I did, and then when it came time, they charged me the wrong amount. It's really pretty simple.
I understand, sir, but a lot of people are past that quibbles and scribble. They're on something else at this time, so they may were charged the correct price. I'm unsure. I don't have anyone else's account available, but as far as the charge and based on what the email was saying, now that you're calling in, you're being overcharged. So yeah, you can definitely send that email and they should be able to take care of it or readjust the total or for a refund.
All right, so let me write this down. So let's see, today's date is the 23rd. Call on 23rd. Okay, so send the message with the correct price
that was offered via email and advise them that that was not charged to your bank
okay.
card.
Where do I send it?
The email address is the letter C. I'm sorry. It's the word customer service.
Hold on. This customer service, all one word.
All one word.
Fusion, okay.
At eaglemoss.com.
At eaglemoss.com, I assume.
Yes, sir. And then in your subject line will be the account number that you provided me that ended in 501.
Subject line is account number from message. Okay, that's the only thing I put in the subject line then?
Yes, sir. Then you just say, hello, this is Keith Wiley. I'm calling in regarding a payment on January 24th where I was overcharged. According to your email, it stated this would be the charge with, you know, including taxes and shipping. However, I was charged this amount, and I would like that to be corrected, and they'll be able to assist you or your account.
Okay, so basically just forward them that the message I got with an explanation on top of that message of why I'm doing it, more or less.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so that's one issue. The second one about which I'm calling has to do with an order. Can you handle that? Was not part of a collection. Can you handle that also?
Is it the same beginning and the last three is different, which is 001?
Well, it's about a.
Is it the Star Trek collection or a different collection for the building?
It's actually neither. It's for an order I made with items that were mostly from Star Trek, but there's some other things. And there's
an eShop order.
Yeah.
Tell me the name of the item.
Okay. Actually, let me see here. Well, it was supposed to be the James Bond film guide, but they sent me the wrong item. I had called about this before, but I haven't seen anything done about it. So basically, they sent me the wrong book. I do have the order number, if that helps. And you may see a note about it already, because I did speak with one of your colleagues a few weeks ago, but I haven't received anything yet.
Okay, go ahead with the order number.
Yeah, the order number is 23613. Let me see here. It's a little hard to read.
3600.
That's it. 3600055. That's the one. And one of the many items in that order was a book called The James Bond Film Guide. They sent me a James Bond book, but it's about the cars. It's like a completely different book. And the book they sent me is lower cost than the one for which I was charged. I spoke with one of your colleagues, like I said, a few weeks ago, and she told me that she'd put in like a resend for the right book. Haven't gotten it yet. Haven't gotten any email about that they sent it yet. Haven't gotten anything. She told me not to even bother to send back the one that I got instead. But that's where it stands. I haven't heard a thing since.
Hey, let me go over the information one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you called in on February the 8th for a reship, sir. That was a couple of days ago, well, about 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that request is still pending for your magazine. That's why you haven't received it yet.
Okay, it's pending. What does that mean? Like somebody has to make a decision on it? Or?
Oh, that means it's not available in stock. It's pending to reship to you once they physically have it in the warehouse.
Okay, so let me write that. So, pending to reship once book is in warehouse. Yeah, it's a book, not a magazine. Okay.
Yes, the James Bond Film Guide.
Yep. Okay, when it does ship, will I get email about it? So So
yes, sir. You'll get an email with your tracking update to let you know when it should be delivered.
Okay, let me write that. Should get email when ships. Does it have any date when they think it may be available or anything?
No, sir. I don't have an ETA on. I just know the request was made by the last agent. She did put the request in for you.
Okay. Let me just write, saw it in the account. All right. Account records. Okay. And then could I just get your name again? Joanna?
Yes, it's J-O-A-N-N-A.
Okay. Do you have an extension or an ID?
No, sir. I'm the only Joanna here. Okay.
I've done what I can do then. All right, thank you for your help.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for choosing Ingemar's Collections. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.